This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every now and then when we talk about equities, that is stocks, we talk about volatility, big price swings, often without a clear cause. Volatility exhibit A of late has not been stocks, though. It's been Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency is on a wild ride, up 1,100% the past year to a high of more than $11,000 to one Bitcoin yesterday. And then, in accordance with the laws of volatility, falling a couple of percent today. Everybody, it seems, wants in on the Bitcoin action. But a growing number of economists and investment advisors are trying to warn people off of this stuff. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains why.
My friends Melissa and Danny are getting married this weekend. Lisa Munoz says there's a lot to do.
I have to think about alcohol. How many people are coming? Do we have enough chairs for them? What are they going to eat? Mare's allergic to everything. How are we getting to the venue? How are we leaving to the venue? What are my nails going to look like?
And where's the groom during all this?
He's monitoring Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Danny?
I mean, I spend probably a couple hours a day, you know, just checking it maybe every 2 or 3 hours or so.
Danny Mann's been reading about Bitcoin for years, but he only got in the game this March. In 9 months, he's up about 50%.
I think people who own these things have a certain appetite for risk.
David Yermak teaches at NYU Stern. He says Danny's far from the only daredevil out there, but that what Bitcoin players have to understand is this isn't your normal risk-reward calculation. In the stock market, you're rewarded for systematic risk based on the fundamentals of a company or industry.
What you're talking about with digital currencies is much more idiosyncratic risk, which is unique to the asset but not tied to the overall economy.
In other words, the price of Bitcoin isn't tied to anything except what people think about the price of Bitcoin. What's more, says Mona Mahajan of Allianz Global Investors, cryptocurrencies can be hacked and they're not regulated.
If you're going to put your piggy bank in Bitcoin today, your money may be gone in a few years.
Ironically, Bitcoin's very popularity may be its undoing. Other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum are growing faster and taking its market share, which could eventually drive down the price. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.